Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. For those joining us on the radio dial, we have another great hour coming up for you. For those joining us online, we have two great segments you're going to really enjoy. And we're kicking things off with someone who is hard to believe, because I guess I talk to her so much, either online or now on the phone. My next guest has not been with us on the air here in 4 years. I'm talking about Patrice Tanaka. We're really excited to welcome her back to the show. She's someone that you all have gotten to know for several reasons. She's not only an author, but also a competitive ballroom dancer. But she's recently done something that I found out about this year that I think is so great, and that is created the Joyful Planet. We're going to talk to her not only about how she's been able to harness joy for herself, but what it's been like for her to share that joy with all of you. Patrice and I have something really exciting that we're working on. You all will be finding out more about that later on this month. But Patrice, hello to you, and welcome back to the program.
Hello, Cyrus. I'm thrilled to be back, and always happy to talk to you.
Oh, same here. And like I was telling you before we went live here, Patrice, I cannot believe it does not seem like it's been 4 years ago. But one thing I can say about you is you have not only been consistent, but also I think almost contagious in your spreading of joy, that joy that you've been able to find for yourself. What has it been like for you, Patrice, to kind of reflect on this journey, on this life you've been able to have, and to think about how you've been able to not only do what you love, but also to inspire others along the way?
Well, it has been a journey, as we know. And actually, the last time I was on your show 4 years ago is when my book, Becoming Ginger Rogers, was published. And the central message of that book was the importance of pursuing your joy with a sense of urgency, because I think too many of us live as if we're going to have a life long enough to do all of the things that are most important to us. And that's a bad bet if you're expecting and postponing joy to some later point when you retire, or, you know, when the kids leave the nest or whatever. I think it's important to pursue joy every single day. And in that way, it's really about the quality of your life, not the quantity of how much life you have. So this latest venture, Joyful Planet, which is what I'm calling it because that's my vision for the planet, a joyful planet. And I really think that we can all get there. But what that requires is that every single one of us, or as many of the 7.2 billion people who live on this planet, are coming from a place of joy and engaging joyfully with one another and making joyful contributions to the world. If many more of us are coming from that place of joy, we can together create a joyful planet. And that's what this next chapter of my life is about, focusing on creating a joyful planet and working with others one-on-one or in groups and, you know, through events, through radio shows like this, and really trying to urge people to pursue their joy and not postpone it. So anyway.
Yeah, I think that is amazing, and I think it's so important. And it all begins with something that you said early on in your comment, Patrice, and that is, you know, that you made a decision, a choice. And I think that is the thing. I mean, how powerful was that for you to realize that you could choose joy?
Yeah. Well, I only came to that coining of or articulating my life's purpose, which is to choose joy in my life every single day, to be mindful of that joy, and to share that joy with others. I only came up with that when I was forced to do so by an executive coach that I had gone to see at a time in my life when I was feeling very depressed and in a malaise. This was 5 months after 9/11. And I was finding it hard, like a lot of other New Yorkers, to just get through the day and carry on in the wake of that tragedy. And I was haunted by the idea that nearly 3,000 people went to work that day in the Twin Towers and didn't come home for dinner. And I was haunted by the knowledge that I thought that many of those people that died that day were not good to go. And so I wanted to prepare myself so that if that ever happened to me, I would be good to go. And my way of being good to go is choosing joy in my life every day and being mindful of all the joy that we, each of us, do have. But sometimes we don't, you know, we're not conscious of it, so it seems like we don't have as much joy as we actually do. And then sharing that joy with others, joy is not something that can be contained. It really is something that the more you share with others, the more joy that you actually bring into your life. So,
exactly. I think that is the thing. In fact, 4 years ago, when you and I were first introduced, I'd asked you, actually for our website that we had, Feeding Your Love of Life, about how you did that. And the quote that you gave to me is something I shared with you before we went live here. Patrice, I want to share it with our audience because I think it's so interesting that you were, 4 years later, still doing that work. You said to me 4 years ago, to choose joy in my life every single day, to be mindful of that joy and to share that joy with others. I also honor myself by making time for my passionate hobby, competitive ballroom dancing. And then, of course, not only that, but as you mentioned, you know, 4 years ago, you know, being the author of the book as well. Have you also found that when you're able to share joy with others, Patrice, that makes you more excited about joy itself?
Yes, absolutely, because joy hoarded and, kept only to yourself doesn't make for a joyful life. It really is about sharing and having it be, you know, a shared experience that, again, is in and of itself, you know, even more joyful. So I think it's really the sharing of the joy that really creates more and more joy. And that's why I really feel that if many more of the 7.2 billion people who live on this planet come from a place of joy, when you're joyful, you affect in a positive way everyone you interact with, live and, you know, virtual. So I think that we, each of us, radiate out, you know, whatever our energy is. And ideally, that energy is a positive, joyful one. So I think it's really important for each of us to take responsibility for our own joy so that we can generate and share that joy with others and create joy for one another, especially for people who maybe aren't in a position to feel a lot of joy in their life for whatever reason. Sharing that joy could be the impetus for helping them get back, you know, onto a happier path.
Right. And I think that is the amazing thing that all of us can realize. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. Really excited to welcome back to our program today Patrice Tanaka. We're talking to her not only about her journey to joy, but how she's been able to share that with others. And now, through her newest endeavor, The Joyful Planet, it's something that she's able to share with others. One of the ways that you've been able to do that already is through social media, Patrice. That has been one of the ways you've been able to connect with people. One of the ways you and I have stayed connected, which is
yes.
Why I guess it doesn't feel as though it's been so long. I mean, how has that platform helped you to spread joy to people you've never met or don't have direct contact with?
I know. I find social media just so fascinating because it is a sharing platform. And so I'm very careful and conscious of the fact that whatever I put out, you know, it live or virtually via social media really has the potential to impact someone positively or negatively. So I always want that impact to be a positive one, an affirming one, an uplifting one, and to give people kind of a little shock of joy, if possible. So I never post things that are mean-spirited or bitchy or, you know, hurtful, because I don't want that to reverberate throughout, you know, my social platforms that I'm in, you know, involved in. I think all of us, if we all kind of took care to send out that kind of joy and love and light, I think that social media actually could be like, is like an autonomous nervous system, central nervous system, and we're all connected via, you know, the internet and social media. So it actually could be a very energizing way to send each other good wishes. So thank you for asking about social media. I'm in awe of the power of it, and, you know, I get a lot of response, as I'm sure you do, to the kinds of posts that you make.
Yeah, you know, I think that is the thing. And, you know, I want to be very careful with this, because I think, you know, social media is an amazing platform, and I have definitely benefited from it. But have you noticed, though, for yourself personally, Patrice, I'm curious about this,
mm-hmm.
that there's really nothing like that human connection. There's nothing like being able to actually see someone and to actually be in their presence. I mean, what has that been like for you? Because you've had some great opportunities to do just that, to share in person. I mean, what is that like for you to be able to feel the energy around you?
I love it. There's nothing like live and being able to hold someone and give them a hug and look into their eyes and smile at them and share, you know, a moment of connection. I mean, I love live interactions. And, you know, there's nothing that can replace that. But social media, even though it's not live, also can connect with people in a very personal, you know, in a very powerful way. So any kind of connection that we can make, live or virtual, I think, is the opportunity to share our joy.
Yeah, I think that is so true. Now, I want to talk about the other side, because there are some people who are listening to this conversation, and they're going
yes.
through things, Patrice, that we could not even imagine. And
yes.
maybe, you know, I know what it's like myself personally to deal with the loss of a loved one. Or, you know, and there are other people out there who are going through things I've never been through, maybe, you know, going through a divorce, a separation, or, you know, dealing with abuse. And because of that, joy seems, you know, almost like a myth to them. It seems something
yeah.
unreal. How have you been able to show people that regardless of what you've gone through, that you are still worthy of joy and that joy is attainable for them?
Yeah, that's a great question, Cyrus. Thank you for asking that. And you're right. People think that when I say to choose joy in my life, that I'm always in a joyful mood. And that's not the case because, you know, we are all affected by bad news, sad news, you know, people that we love who are hurt. So when I say choose joy, I mean that. There's much that we can be sad and mad about, but is there a way that we can look at a situation where we can decide not to have that situation make us angry and more embittered and keep us sad for longer than it's probably healthy for us to be? Because we can always choose, you know, a happier thought. We can always choose to find some silver lining in every cloud. You know, one of the things, I use a lot of little tricks to help me choose joy and to stay focused on my joy, because that's what it is. It's a focus on joy, knowing that I'm not going to be joyful every single moment, but more often than not, that is what I would choose. And people always have a choice about how they feel. So in the morning when I get up, I set an intention to have joy that day, to choose joy, you know, throughout the day in what, you know, in every situation that I'm in. And then before I go to bed at night, I'm in my bed, I count all the joyful episodes of the day. And when by joyful episodes, I mean everything from I had a nice exchange with the doorman in my building, or a fun or an easy commute via taxi or subway, or that the receptionist was in such a good mood that day, or we won a big new client, or, you know, one of my colleagues got engaged. There's so many different reasons for joy, and I count all of these things. And it doesn't matter if it's small or big. But at the end of the night, my counting, I can usually easily get up to 20 to 25 episodes of joy. And when I come to a number like that, I know that my day has been joy-filled. So I'm reaffirmed and reinforced in how much joy that I have in my life. And if I hadn't counted, I would have experienced it but not been as mindful of how much joy, small and big joy, that each of us have in our lives every day.
Exactly. I think that is it. And I think not only, you know, is it something that is attainable, I think it's also something that we should, you know, strive for daily as well. I think that's the other thing, Patrice. And you've been able to share that in-person events, especially. I know I mentioned to you before we went live here that a year ago you were able to speak at a group. And during that group, you shared with them about the importance of joy. And also you talked about your book, Becoming Ginger Roger. About the book, you said this, Becoming Ginger Rogers, to share with others how identifying and living your life's purpose can totally transform your life and take you places you never imagined and never dreamed possible. And that's what you've been able to do. When you hear from especially women about how they've been inspired by you, how does that make you feel, not only about the path that you're on, but also, of course, what led you to this place on the path?
Well, that's, in fact, why I started Joyful Planet last year. You know, I'm still working at my agency that I'm very proud to have co-founded 2 years ago. The agency is called Padilla CRT, and it's the largest employee-owned PR agency in the country and probably in the world. So I'm still an employee at that agency. But last year I created this consultancy called Joyful Planet because I was getting so much feedback from people that I met who either heard me speak or, you know, responded to a blog post or some post I made on social media and, you know, just told me how affirming it was to hear me speak about the importance of pursuing your joy. And all of this led me to start, as I said, this consultancy. I call it a business and life strategy consultancy, Joyful Planet, because I really want to help people to be able to articulate and their life's purpose, to discover their life's purpose so they can start living their life's purpose. Because I do think that if you're able to discover and live your life's purpose, that you will be able to unleash all the joy that's available to you and live a life that is very fulfilling, productive, and joyful in both your personal and professional life. And so I do think it comes down to knowing what your life purpose is and actually taking action to live that purpose. And from that comes, I think, the greatest joy that you can experience. And in fact, that was how it happened for me, working with an executive coach who forced me to rethink my life's purpose at a time when I was really depressed and I was not happy at having to come up with the energy to envision the rest of my life. But I think that was such an important exercise to do, especially at that time when I was unexcited and uninspired by my own life. And I don't think any of us should live unexcited and uninspired by our own lives.
Right.
Because that's not going to make for the most fulfilling and joyful life. So,
exactly.
You know, I know that you're living your life's purpose, Curtis, and I mean, Cyrus, and you've really expanded what you're, and I look at it as a kind of an empire of you being able to deliver your message and your wisdom and your inspiration to many, many more people on many, many more platforms. And you're just pursuing, I think, your joy and living your life's purpose.
That's true. That's true. And I think that's the thing. And I hope our listeners take that away, Patrice, that it, for everyone it's a different journey. We can all get to joy, but we don't all have to do the same thing. I know I can't dance, so ballroom dancing may not be my thing, but I mean, it's one of the things that you have been able to do really well, and I think that's the thing for our listeners, the challenge I think for them, is to discover what that thing is for them. I had a guest on the program a couple of years ago, Patrice, and he said something that was so profound to me. He said, in order to be happy, you have to discover your why. Why do you want it? And I think that is the question for all of us. Speaking of ballroom dancing, though, I want to go back to your book, Becoming Ginger Rogers, because I want to talk about something else that I think is so important, and that is to be able to walk in your own shoes and to live your own truth. How important has that been for you, to be able, even as you've pursued your passion, be able to find joy in dancing, how important has it been for you to be the best you possible, Patrice, and not to try to mold into what other people may think Patrice should be doing?
Yeah, and that's a liberating thing about, discovering your life's purpose, because once you do, it's very specific to who you are and how you're going to be more of who you are by living your life's purpose. So it really is very liberating. I've always been a pretty outspoken person to begin with, but now I feel kind of untethered or unchained by the need to do anything other than what it is I most want to do or feel is most important and the way that I can best contribute to the world, and that is through Joyful Planet. And it's a reason that at the end of this month, August, I'm going to be retiring from my agency, which I never thought I would do, to pursue Joyful Planet full time, because it's so important. I just feel that people need to live their life's purpose. They know they first have to discover what it is, and then they have to live it. And again, everybody's purpose is different, and everybody's journey is a different one. Mine just involves joy, and it had to do with ballroom dancing. At one time, I'm not as heavily involved in ballroom dancing, but the residual more important thing that I got from pursuing my joy of ballroom dancing was understanding that the important thing was pursuing my joy, whatever that joy is and whatever it may be in future years. That's the important pursuit.
I think that is the thing that I want people to really take away from this, that, again, and then it's not too late. I think that's the other powerful thing about this conversation, Patrice, is that it's never too late. As long as there's breath in your body, you can live your joy. You can discover it, you can live it, and you can actually be able to share that with other people, never knowing how that may spread. I talk about on the show a lot, about the pebble. You throw a pebble in a pond, and those ripples just continue and continue from that one place. And I think, by your doing it, Patrice, you're sharing with others how they can do it, and they can then in turn share it with others. But it all begins, I think, with that decision. What a powerful thing, which is why I'm so excited to be working with you on this great project that we're going to be talking about later on this month. I think it's going to really be powerful for people to not only to have conversations about joy, but to be able to share those conversations with others and to be able to let others know, too, that you're not going through this by yourself. Because wouldn't you agree, Patrice, it is a daily walk to find joy?
It is a daily walk, as you say. That's why every morning I set an intention to choose joy, and every night I'm counting the joyful episodes. You have to stay focused on whatever your path is. Cyrus, I want to answer one thing that you brought up, which I think is really important. I just turned 63, and people always say, you look so much younger than that. But I really think it's because I feel so alive in my excitement about what my purpose is and the fact that I'm living my purpose and it is fulfilling to me and brings me a lot of joy. I think that that's what living your life's purpose does for you. It gives you the energy to be excited about and want to live your life. And all of us are going to be working probably longer than we thought we were going to be working. I know hardly anybody who at 65 is retired and they're just kicking back on a golf course or somewhere. I mean, people are going to be working for maybe decades longer than the traditional 65. And I think that the fuel to keep us going and to keep us excited and keep us relevant is, you know, living our life's purpose. So it really kind of is a necessity if you want to live your later years feeling energized and excited and wanting to continue on the journey. So it doesn't matter if you're 20, 40, 60, 80, it's never too late to live your life's purpose find it if you don't know what it is.
That is so true, and you're hearing it from someone who definitely knows firsthand. Again, everyone, Patrice Tanaka has been our guest. Great conversation, as always, with you, Patrice. Patrice, how can our listeners stay connected with you to keep up with what's coming up next for Joyful Planet?
I think probably the easiest way, since I'm in process of creating my website and everything else, they can just reach me at patrice@joyfulplanet.com, joyfulplanet.com. And, you know, I'd love to hear from your listeners, because if they listen to you, they're the kind of people I would want to be hearing from.
Exactly. So patrice@joyfulplanet.com, we'll be posting that information as well. Patrice, looking forward to our big announcement later on coming up this month. And look, wishing you nothing but continued joy as well, and looking forward to the next conversation with you.
Thank you, Cyrus, and continue spreading your joy. We all need it, and it's really helping the planet.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Again, everyone, Patrice Tanaka has been our guest for this first segment. For our radio audience, you will stay where you are. There's more Conversations Live to come at the bottom of the hour. For those joining us online, though, that's going to do it for us, for you. So until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music, as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.